Cutting down a Christmas tree is a venerated tradition for many, but in Alaska, there are places where there simply aren't trees to cut down. Stephanie Joyce brings us this story about Christmas in the Aleutians.
Growing up in Juneau, cutting down a tree was a family tradition. We drive up the icy road toward Eagle Crest ski area, faces thrust out the window into the freezing wind, searching for a perfectly shaped tree. Then there was the sweaty back and forth of trying to get a rusty handsaw to make even a small dent in the bark. Eventually, we'd slip and slide down the hill, dragging the tree behind us, and then spend hours trying to get it to stand up straight. Yes, hours. There's a reason none of us are engineers. Of course, the Aleutians are in Alaska, too. But anyone who's been there can tell you, they're nothing like Juneau. There are no soft, snowy nights in the Aleutians in December. The temperatures hover on the harsh borderline between snow and rain, and the winds are usually howling along at 60 miles an hour. On top of that, the islands are mostly treeless. There are a few specimens left over from when Russia owned the state, small hunchback trees that have spent their entire lives fighting against the gales that got the chain its nickname as the birthplace of the winds. But cutting down an anemic old tree that somehow made it to age 200 is hardly in the Christmas spirit. It would be like hacking up Scrooge and sticking him in the living room under a layer of twinkle lights. So when I drew the Christmas shift my first year reporting in the Aleutians, I resigned myself to a treeless holiday. But my roommate and colleague, Alexandra, who listeners will know better as APRN's Capitol correspondent, had different ideas. When I walked into the living room one night in December, I briefly thought a major earthquake had struck while I was driving home. The entire floor was awash in books. And in the middle of the pile, Alexandra.
Yeah, it was a complete mess.
What were you doing?
I was making a Christmas book tree.
A Christmas book tree, you ask?
It is basically a conical structure made out of books where you lay out the books in rings on the floor and then you progressively stack smaller rings onto them, resulting in a Christmas tree-like shape. And then to make it really look like a Christmas tree, you can wrap it up in Christmas lights.
Being journalists, we had plenty of material to work with, from a monster copy of Crime and Punishment all the way down to The Little Prince. But if standing up a tree is hard, standing up a book tree is a serious engineering problem.
It's kind of like Jenga, but in reverse, where in Jenga, you know, you take pieces out and it causes everything to fall. When you're making a Christmas book tree, you are building up and building up, but it's not like you're dealing with uniform blocks. You're dealing with books of different, you know, sizes and shapes and weights. So it takes a lot of care and a lot of balance to get things just right.
And of course, being in the proper holiday spirit, the eggnog just might have come out. But several failed attempts and a healthy dose of whiskey later, we stood back to admire our handiwork. A mostly upright, 4-foot-tall tower of books, wrapped in shining holiday lights. A critical element was missing, though. We didn't have a star for the top of the tree. Improvising, I picked up the now nearly empty bottle of Maker's Mark, plopped it on top of the Christmas book tree, and gave a cheers for holiday cheer. Traditional? Not quite. One learns to improvise living on a treeless island in the middle of the Bering Sea. I'm Stephanie Joyce.